Soko izika tisenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lingalitshona njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlazi ku 14 Mpandula 2020 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, idolobho leHarare lokhu likhokhela ngokuba labantu abaningi asebetholakale belegcikwane lecoronavirus abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezintathu, 3,175.
Kuyathabisa ukuthi upresident we-Izilasu senikezwe i-bill, kodwa siyakhathazeka ngendaba yokuthi abanye ama-students akade behambe ukuyombona yena ekhotini bagcine labo sebebotshwa futhi.
Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezifundi ezinasu utakutswa ngazore usephiwe imvumo yokuhlawulela isibambiso sebail, kodwa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo MDC Alliance umnumzana Job Sikhala yena elokhu esentilongweni.
Asibaxotshanga laba bantu, bathilo ukuthi bona abasabhilongu MDCT. Manje ke iconstitution yethitha umuntu ongasekho emhlanganweni uhlalizixotsheke.
Ibandla eliphikisayo le MDCT selixotshise amakansila edolobho leHarare alichumi lanye, abalisa umsekeli kameya wedolobho umnumzana Enoch Mupamawonde. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Idolobho leHarare lokhu likhokhela ngokuba labantu abaningi asebebanjwe belegcikwane lecoronavirus abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezintathu, 3,175, lilandelwa ngabakobulawayo esilabe edlula inkulungwane eyodwa, 1,358. Elizweni jikelele sebezinkulungwane ezedlula eziyisikhombisa lengxenye, 7,526, asebetholakale belegcikwane leli. Kwasila abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezinhlanu, 5,678, labulala abedlula amakhulu amabili, 224. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika asebebanjwe leli gcikwane sebesedlula isigidi esisodwa, 1,353,283, labulala inkulungwane ezingamachumi adlula amathathu, 32,625. Abekolishi le-Johns Hopkins University yakwele Melika bona bathi emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi ezingamachumi phose amathathu, 29,000,000, abafunyenwe bele COVID-19, yabulala abantu phose isigidi esisodwa, 924,831. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezifundi eZimbabwe National Students Union ZINASU utakutswa ngazore usephiwe imvumo yokuhlawulela isibambiso sebail engamadola azinkulungwane ezimbili, 2000 RTGS. Ngakomunye umthethwandaba khona le eHarare, umahluli we High Court usedlulisele phambili udaba lukamsekeli kamgcini sihlalo MDC Alliance umnumzana Job Sikhala esithi uzakupha isinqumo kumalanga alandelayo. Okuningi asikuzweni kumlondolozi Ndlovu eseHarare.
Esipha isinqumo sakhe sokuvumela ungathi wori umantshi umuphe imigoqo ehamba lale imvumo yokuhlawula ibheyili ethi kumele engaphambanisi abafakazi bakahulumende, ahlale kukheli ayiphe idale njalo azise emapholiseni kanye ngeviki. Ungathi wori wethesa icala lokuphatheka ekutshengiseleni ngenjongo yokwenza ubudlwangudlwangu ekutshengiseleni kwakhe emahofisini enkampani yeimpala Current House, labanye besola ukusetshenziswa kwemota yenkampani le ekuthunjeni kukatawana Mucheiwa. Umucheiwa yena wayisifunde coalition ye National University of Science and Technology, NUST, uthunjwe ngenyanga edluleyo kobulawayo ngabantu abacathengelwa ukuba zinsoli zikahulumende. Ngemva kwamalanga ethunjiwe, kubikwa kuphume imfanekiso ye-CCTV itshengisa izimota ezasetshenziswayo okuveze imota yeImpala Car Rentals. Inkampani le kayizange ilandule ukuba imota ngeyabo, kodwa yathi kayilani lokuba abantu ababoleka izimota bazisebenzisani loba ngaphi. Lokhu kwenza ukuba ungathi wore lezinye izifundi lozulu weZimbabwe bafone kakhulu inkampani ngokuncedisa laba abathumba abantu ukuncindezela amalungelo oluntu. Ngemva kwalesi sehlakalo kulapho ungathi wore aboshwe khona esethiswa icala lokutshengisela ngenjongo yokushoshozela uDlakela. Okumangalise abaningi ukuba izifundi ezifika ichumi ziboshiwe namhlanje phandle kwedale likamantshi eHarare lapho ebezitshengisela zifuna akhulule ungathi wore ngoba engelacala. Ekhuluma ngokuphiwa imvumo yokuhlawula ibheyili kukangathi wore, isikhulumeli se-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition umnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo uthe bekuvele kungamelanga abotshwe.
Kuyathabisa ukuthi upresident we-Izilaso senikezwe ibheyo, kodwa siyakhathazeka ngendaba yokuthi abanye ama-students akade behambe ukuyombona yena ekhotini lokulalela i-court session yakhe bheyo hearing bagcine labo sebebothwa futhi. So lokhu thina asakwazi ukuthi lapha elizweni vele izinto sezihamba kanjani.
Ukuboshwa kwangathi wore kusole zinhlanganiso eziningi eZimbabwe laphandle kwelizwe ezibalisa usikhwica umfundi wezomthetho oludumo uPatrick Lumumba oyiTanzania, yena ocele umongameli Mnangagwa ngempelaviki ukuba amxolele. Kolunye udaba, umsekeli kamgcinisihlalo we-MDC umnumzana Job Sikhala uzaqhubeka evalelwe ngemva kokuba umahluli kudaba lwakhe lokucela ibail e-High Court ethe usafuna isikhathi sokuhluzisisa ubufakazi bokuthi aphiwe na imvumo yokuhlawulela ibail loba hashi andubana aphe isinqumo sakhe. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Harrison Nkomo uchasisa ngalokhu.
Lokhu sizama ukuba uJobu aphume ejele. Namhlanje iHigh Court isivumele ukuba sicele ibail. Sitshele uMahlulu ukuba alukhangelisise udaba lolu. Uthe uzasitshela nxa eselelungile ukuba asinike isinqumo sakhe ngalolu daba.
Usikhala wethesa icala lokufuna ukugenqula uhulumende ngemva kokuqoqa ukutshengisela okwakumele kwenzakale mhlaka 31 Ntulikazi lonyaka. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ibandla eliphikisayo ele-MDCT selixotshise amakhansila edolobho leHarare alichumi lanye abalisa umsekeli kameya wedolobho umnumzana Enoch Mupamawonde. Lokhu kulandela ukhetho lokudinga umeya olwenziwa kumaviki amabili adluleyo. Kwakhethwa umnumzana Jacob Mafume owebandla le-MDC Alliance wanqoba ilunga lebandla le-MDCT. Lolu khetho lwenziwa ngemva kokuba ibandla le-MDCT lixotshise owayengumeya umnumzana Herbert Gomba. Sixoxe nesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Khaliphani Phugeni ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngiyabonga msakazi, ngibingelele abalaleli ekhaya emakhaya lapha abakhona. Asibaxotshanga laba bantu, bathilo ukuthi bona abasabhilongu MDCT. Manje ke iconstitution yethu ithi umuntu ongasekho emhlanganweni uhlazixotsheke. So abazixotshele, athi sibuhlungu khona lapho ukuthi abantu basichiya ngesikhathi sibadinga kangaka.
Manje njengoba sekulabo councilor abaningi abaxotshiweyo, akusoze kube na le commission ezaba iphethe umsebenzi weHarare City Council, kumbe vele yikho kade likukhangelele ukuthi kwenzakale?
Singabe sikhangelele ukuthi kube le commission, singakwenza kanjani khona lokho? Phela si leadership responsible. Akuzukuba le commission eHarare, sibuhlungu njengoba ngishilo ukuthi abantu basichiya sithembile kanje, kodwa hayi, akuzukuba ne commission. Kukhona esiphezu kwakho njenge leadership. I-leadership ibonakala ngezikhathi ezifana nazena lezi. IHarare i-right, nizobona nje nani nizomangala. Kukhona bese kukhangelele konke khona lokho, kodwa kukhona esikwenzayo. Bona laba bathe bona basabhilong kuleli qembu bathi befuna ukukollapse i-council kube ne commission. Kodwa hayi, bahlulekile. Akuzukuba ne commission, sizoyiphatha nje iHarare, ndizoyiphatha kahle futhi.
Akhona yini amanye ama councilor kwamanye amadolobho, kumbe bona amalunga edalele parliamente elikhangelele ukuthi azaxoxwa kunsukwane ezilandela.
Ye ngempela khona amakhansili kumadolobho wonke nje athe kithi hayi wona akasafuni ukuba ngabalunge MDCT sase sithi kwaze kwabuhlungu ke sase siyayibhala ke le ncwadi losodolobho waseGwanda ngomunye wabo so naye ke nje kubuhlungu kunjalo kodwa hayi njoba ngishilo yiyo phela leadership yakhona ukuthi libhekane nezinqumo ezinzima kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi konke sizokwenza kuzovikela ukuthi imisebenzi yabantu ingachaphazeki service delivery to the people. Kumele ukuthi noma kanjani abantu bethu bathole i-service delivery abayideservayo kusebenzeke kuye phambili kube njalo.
Umnumzana Khalipani Phugeni isikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo. Omunye wabaziwa ngokulwela amalungelo oluntu wakobulawayo unkosikazi Cora Ndebele useqale uhlelo lwakhe lwekhithi yokuphekela abantu ukudla abakuphiwa kungela nhlawulo olujonge ukwehlisa inhlupho zendlala ngesikhathi lizwe libhekane logubhano lwe-COVID-19. U-Anastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Iningi labantu libhekane lendlala emangalisayo emadolobheni lemaphandleni eZimbabwe osokwenze abanye abanjengonkosikazi Cora Ndebele baqale inhlelo zokunceda abaswelayo. Yena uqale olokuphekela abantu ukudla elokitshini lemakhandeni kobulawayo emizameni yokumelana lendlala ngesikhathi iningi lingenelisi ukuziphilisa phansi kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 lockdown. Unkosikazi Ndebele uchaza isizathu sokuqala umkulu wokuphekela abantu ukudla kungena nhlawulo.
I-program leyi siqaliswe ukuthi sinanzelele ukuhlupho olubekhona ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 lapho abantu abaningi baphambaniseke emsebenzini yabo. Siyazi ubani elizweni leZimbabwe lapha abantu abaningi siphila ngokuziphilisa into ezinjengokuthengisa lokunye okunjalo nje. Sasekunanzela ukubana ngesikhathi lesokuthiwe lockdown abantu abaningi indlela abaphila ngayo yaphambaniseka kakhulu. Ngalokhu base i-source of income yabo yaphambaniseka. Okukhoze osukunanzela ukubana kudale ukubana ezindlini eziningi kube nzima ukubana abantu badle kahle ngendlela efaneleyo. Hence we started this program.
Unkosikazi Nomagugu Mahlangu ubonga uhlelo lokuphekela abaswelayo.
Emakhandeni bakithi siyabonga kakhulu silohlelo lesayesalwenzelwa ngumama uNdevele. Siyabonga kakhulu ngohlelo asincediseke ngalo kakhulu ebantwaneni. Abantwana abafidwa iproject spin then later bayimbaye bese siba lelunch. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Umama uMaria laye ubonga uhlelo lokuphekela abantwana emzini wemakhandeni ngesikhathi se-lockdown.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngomprogram lenziwayo emakhandeni. Abantwana ukudla, abantwana bancedakala kakhulu ekuseni bayadla iporridge, ntambama bayadla futhi ukudla utshene iporridge kwesikhathi ntambama iswala, kwesikhathi irayisi, kwendlanga ichakada. Akuyabasiza kakhulu abantwana kakhulu lathi siyabona ukuthi abantwana bayasizakala kakhulu. Ngoba ngalesi simo esikhona kathesi abantwana bancedakala kakhulu. Bancedakala sibili ngoba indlala labo sebeyibonela kwabanye kodwa hayi laba babuya bezokudla bancedakala kakhulu ngoba nengabantwana babuya la bezokudla.
Iningi lezimuli ezithola usizo e-soup kitchen kankosikazi Ndebele bathi uhlelo lolu luhle kakhulu njalo bayabonga ngoba abantwana besigaba indlala abasayazi. IZimbabwe ibhekane lendlala lokusilela kwamanzi emadolobheni kanye lasemaphandleni kungenxa yokungani kahle kwezulu kuminyaka emibili kusiya kwemithathu edluleyo osokubangele ukuba abantu beqale ukupheka ukwabela abanye ukudla kungela mbadalo kuthi lenhlanganiso zamazwe omhlaba ziyakutsho ukuba eZimbabwe iningi labantu liyalala livuka lingatholanga okokuphosela emlonyeni ngoba ilizwe lingelinye lamazwe awezwekazi leAfrika abhekane lendlala enkulu. Inhlanganiso eziphathisa ngokudla ezigoqela oWorld Food Program zithi izigidi ezithoba minwe mibili zabantu eZimbabwe zikusimo sendlala esabekayo ngakho ke kudingwa uncedo lwesiphangiphangi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela isimo esiselizweni kwezombusazwe kanye lesokumemetheka kwegciwane le COVID-19. Ngesizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ezivela kwamanye amazwe lilami uMikeove. Umeli weMelika kwele China umnumzana Terry Branstad ubikwa ukuba usechile umsebenzi ngemva kweminyaka emithathu ekuleso sikhundla. Embikweni olotshwe enkundleni yokuxhumana ebulenjini eTwitter, unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uSecretary of State Mike Pompeo ubonge uBranstad ngomsebenzi wakhe awenze eminyakeni emithathu edluleyo. Idolobho leCape Town kwele South Africa libika ukuba selidilise imishasha lezakhiwo ezedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amahlanu 50,000 ezakhiwe okungekho emthethweni phakathi kwenyanga eyodwa ngesikhathi liqansa inani labantu abakhela endaweni ezingasizo zabo bezihluthunela umhlabathi besithi kabala lapho abangayakhona ikakhulu ngalesikhathi sokumelana le-COVID-19. Izifundi ezedlula izigidi ezinhlanu zakwele Italy ziphindele ezifundweni namhlanje okwakuqala lokhelelo lizwe lavala into yonke ngombimbitho ngemva kokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Lokhu kwenziwe kulandelwa iziqondiso zonke zokuhlanzeka kanye lokungasondelani duzane laduzane, i-social distancing. Sizigqiba lapha ezivela kwamanye amazwe, lilami uMikeove. Abantu abalesifo sechukela esediabetes bakhuthazwa ukuba baqinise indlela zokuzinakekela ngalesi sikhathi. Amazwe omhlaba emelana lesifo se-COVID-19 ngoba bengabhekana lengozi enkulu nxa bengathelelwa leli gcikwane. Intatheli zindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
Ingcitshi kwezempilakahle zithi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba abantu abaphila nomkhuhlane wochukela bavikele okuzwayo ukuba bengabanjwa isifo se-COVID-19 ngoba umzimba ovele uhlukuzeke nge-diabetes awenelisi ukuba namasotsha okulwisa leso sifo. Enye yalezi ngcitshi ngudokotela Nomeni Matara othi lesi sifo sihlasela ngolaka labo abayabe bevele bephila lezinye izifo ezigoqela yona i-diabetes.
Sibona ukuthi abaningi bumva esilazo ze-COVID-19 ngabantu abale-obesity kumbe i-diabetes njengezinye zama-comorbidities.
Uqhubeke ethi phezu kokulandela konke okudingakalayo phansi kweziqondiso zokuzivikela kugciwane leli, abantu abale-diabetes kumele beqakathekise ukuhlolwa isimo sechukela babo egazini besebenzisa imithi yabo njalo kakuhle. Lo kuyahlolwa ngodokotela zikhathi zonke. USenator Michael Carter ongumgcinihlalo wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Health Network uthi inkinga enkulu isebantwini asebebadala abangelayo imali yokuthenga okukuzivikela kuzifo ezijeneyo.
The medication costs are no longer within the
intengo yemithi iphezulu ayisanelisi ukuthi asebegugile laba kuma pension banelise ukuyithenga njengokudingakalayo okuthiya umumo wabo umubi kakhulu.
UZulu olezifo ezijiyeneyo ugcina esebanjwa ngamandla ukudinga ezinye indlela zokwelatshwa ezingelandleko enkulu. UDokotela George Danda uthi enye yalezi ndlela yindlela ye-naturopathy.
Naturopathy indlela ekholwa ukuthi umzimba womuntu ngowawo kusiya ngemvelo ulakho ukuzelapha ukuthiwa yi-innate healing power.
Uthi leli zinga lokwelapha seliphathise kakhulu abanengi njalo lilakho ukuphathisana kusifo se-diabetes.
It plays a very big role because diabetes is caused by the type of lifestyle.
Inaturopathy ilebanga elikhulu elidlalayo. Singakhangela sibona ukuthi diabetes ibangelwa ngendlela esiphila ngayo esithi lifestyle. Abantu besidla lokhu lokudla kwalezi nsuku okunye ukugcina kubangela izifo ezijiyeneyo.
Lo nyaka uhulumende wabhalisa okusemthethweni iCouncil yeNatural Therapy Council eqhuba imisebenzi enje. Ngenxa yobunzima kwezomnotho sokusanda abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imithi yendulo yamaherbs abathi iyelapha izifo ezijiyeneyo ukugoqela le diabetes. Kodwa uDokotela Matara uthi njengabodokotela abafundela lo msebenzi bakholwa kuphela kumithi eyahlolwa nguhulumende esebenza ngendlela eyazakalayo phansi kweziqondiso zescience.
For us as doctors, we practice what we call evidence-based medicine. You know, we need evidence that certain medicine only.
Siyabe sifuna ukwazi ukuthi umuthi lo uphazamisa njani umzimba ofana lezinso, izibindi, lakubomama abazithweleyo.
Inhlolisiso yagcina ukuqhutshwa lugatsha lwezempilakahle ngomnyaka ka-2006 yaveza obala ukuba isilinganiso sokulitshumi ekhulwini 10% sabantu beZimbabwe baphila nesifo sediabetes. Abe-Diabetic Association bona bathi okwamanje babona lesi silinganiso sesingabe sidlalela kumatshumi amabili ekhulwini 20% ngoba kungasabanga lenye inhlolisiso kusukela ngaleso sikhathi. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uphakathi kokulungisa sisa kusebenza kugatsha lwezempila kahle ukuba luthuthukise lwenelise ukusebenzela uZulu. Kodwa okwakhathesi lolu hlelo soluphazamiswa lokuphanjaniswa ikuqhamuka kwe-COVID-19. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Sokulokuxokozela phakathi kwamabandla ezombusazwe athi ele MDCT, MDC Alliance lele ZANU PF kulandela ukuxotshiswa kwamakansila eHarare asekela ibandla le MDC Alliance. Ake sizwe uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda, isikhulumeli sikamongameli we-MDC Alliance, uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa kunye lomnumzana Dan Moyo okubandla le-MDCT bendawonye lomnumzana Believe Gawule oyibandla lezanu PF bexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7. Usibanda nguye osungula lingxoxo.
Nakutshengisa ukuthi zanu kayiwelelani nohlelo lwedemokhrasi ukuthi abantu bamelelwe ngabantu ababakhethileyo. Abantu sokuzamele bathi bona bamelelwa ePhalamende kuzinye inhlangothi zikahulumende ngabantu abafakwe yizanu sithi mhlawumbe njengalokho ukuthi umuntu uyabe wakhethwa ngincintisana lami ngimudla ekhethweni sesithi ngemva kwesikhathana sebesithi hhayi loba wona wathola 3 votes nathola abangavotanga 20,000 sesixotsha lolo 20,000 sinikele lolo 3 votes nguye sokumelelwa abantu. Kwalikhona kokunyihlekisa kulihlazo kwinto okufanele ilungisiswe.
Siyabona ke i-MDC Alliance ithi lina phela lingena ngomgodo akukhanye lokuthi lingene njani ngokufuna kwazo. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi le court judgment kule nto ezinjalo so sebebona ngani selizomfula umbuzo kumbe i-democracy siliphosele epaneni. So singazikhona pha ngomfutshane.
Ya, MDC Alliance asingeke sazihlupha ngayo kakhulu ngoba bale amnesia. Okokuqala bazazi ukuthi bona baze babe yigroup okuthiwa MDC Alliance kwasukela kuphi. Lokuthi bayigroup yona leyo i-MDC Alliance ngayiphi indlela. So ukuthi sishone sizihlupha ngabo siziphathisa ikhanda ngabo akusasincedi thina lokhu ngoba thina sesikhangela indlela yaphambili ukuthi silungiselele u-2023. And u-2023 kumele singilungisele ngabantu esaziyo ukuthi bahambisana lathi, babambisana lathi, basebenzisana lathi. Asiboni ukuthi singabe silokhu siwaste isikhathi siyeka abantu abangama rebel aselejikele umhlangano baqhubeke bebambe izikhundla ezimele abantu bomhlangano. So it's inevitable ukuthi kumele bakhishwe abantu abanjalo, asibanidi and sebetshengisile labo ukuthi iphathi abayinidi, so abaqhubeke ngabe indlela.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Gawule.
Alungise udubo lwawo bengahlali beblema izanu PF nempeni ezingalamsebenzi, kodwa ungakhangela bona abodr Nkululeko Sanda bona abantu babathamisa lapha, abantu laba bayamangalisa lapha. I-constitution yelizwe abayihloniphi, amadale kabawahloniphi, kodwa bafuna ukuthi into zingaphuma zifeva bona bethi amadale ayahlonipha. Bayakambe makoti impumelo ingaphuma abasavumelani layo, kodwa ukuthi umangala futhi ukuthi ekuthi abantu bahlala bebhema bathi i-MDC yabomakube yizane lana, but izane enkulu yiphi? Ithi izane enkulu ngosamisa ababhekwa umgalo ekubhekweni langalikabeni ewo labo-gpot abathi bengale-gpot yini izane pf enkulu yozoza uthipho ambo zane pf zaniezane pf kamakuka.
Lapho belilalele uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda, isikhulumeli sikamongameli we-MDC Alliance, umnumzana Dan Moyo okubandla le-MDCT, lo mnumzana Believe Gawule owebandla le-ZANU-PF bexoxa loGibbs Dube we-Studio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook kupheji lethu le-VOA Ndebele. Kwezemidlalo, isizaqala imidlalo yenguqu elizweni ngemva kokuba uhulumende eyamukele isicelo senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Football Association iZIFA esokuba amaqembu aphindele enkundleni. Okuningi asikuzweni kuJoseph Njanji.
Umkhokeli wenhlanganiso yeZIFA uFirst Mkamambo utshele intatha ezindaba namhla ntambama ukuba bazaxoxisana nabaphatheki kumdlalo wenguqu elizweni phezu kokuba imidlalo izahlelwa njani. Umphathi ntambo wezemidlalo nokuzilibazisa uCasty Coventry yena uthe uhulumende uvumile ukuba imidlalo yenguqu kumele iqale, kodwa kuzamele kuvunyelwane ukuba kuzadlalwa njani. Ezemidlalo zimiswe kwelezimbabwe ngenyanga kambimbitho ngemva kokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu uSibonakaliso Ndlovu uthi kuyinto enhle ukuba umdlalo ngoku uphenduke, kodwa kuzamele kuqiniswe inhlelo zokuvikela abadlali.
Mina njengomlandeli womdlalo wenguqu ngizakholwa ngokubona ngoba kuningi okumele kwenziwe ukuze kuvikelwe abadlali kanye labo bonke abaphatheka kumdlalo wenguqu. Njalo lezo nhlelo zibiza imali eningi. Phezu kwalokho vele la kumabona kude vele sihlezi singalibona ibhola lakhona, yikho asazi kuzaphathwa njani okuyindaba kwakhona.
Kusenjalo isizini entsha yomdlalo wenguqu kweLengilandi iqale ngempela yedluleyo. Amaqembu athole imiklomelo emithathu ngemva kwemidlalo yeviki lakuqala e-Premier Soccer League, ngabalisa ele Arsenal, ele Leicester, ele Newcastle, ele Liverpool, ele Crystal Palace kanye lele Everton. Iqembu le-Arsenal lele Leicester yiwakhokhela phezu kwengalane ngoba inqobe ele Fulham lele West Brom nge-3 kanya, kuthi ele Newcastle yona lihlezi endaweni yesithathu ngemva kokuba linqobe ele West Ham nge-2 kanya. Iqembu eliphethe isicoco ele Liverpool linqobe ele Leeds nge-4-3. Njalo kuyo yonke imidlalo esidlaliwe akula ofike emaphethelweni kungela qembu elihlohlileyo, okuyisimo esichazwe yintatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uNation Kokwarira njengesibonelo sokuba abadlali imizimba isasebuthakathaka.
Amaqembu wona lana angazani makhulu, amaqembu anjengabo Liverpool ngabo Arsenal wona la akhangeleleyo kukhanya ayenza kuhle, kodwa sibone njalo ukuthi iqembu leLeeds seleminyaka eminingi lingekho, hayi lalo lenze lidlale kuhle lidlala liqembu leLiverpool. Into ekukhanya nje kuphela ukuthi emidlalweni yonke esidlaliyo amaplayers akafiki kuzinga lana esilijayeleyo.
Imidlalo bekumele idlale ngomgqibelo phakathi kweBurnley leManchester United kanye lobekumele ube phakathi Manchester City kanye le-Aston Villa idluliselwe phambili kuyindlela yokupha amaqembu aweManchester ithuba lokuphumuza abadlali ngoba omabili abephatheke kwimidlalo yokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi lase-Europe. Imidlalo iqhubekela phambili namhla lapho iqembu le-Sheffield United elizadlala khona lele Wolves ukuthi ele Brighton lizancikelana lele Chelsea. Kolunye udaba olumayelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu le-Mamelodi Sundowns liphakamise inkezo ye-Nedbank Cup ngomgqibelo ngemva kokutshaya le-Bloemfontein Celtic nge-1 kanyaka ku-final. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-Mamelodi Sundowns liphakamise inkezo ezintathu kusizini ephelileyo njengoba kuyilo elithethe inkezo ye-Telkom Knockout kanye lesicoco se-league. Iqembu le-Bloemfontein lizamela ilizwe le South Africa kumncintiswano we CAF Confederations Cup ndawonye lele Orlando Pirates ku City ele Sundowns lona lizamela ilizwe le South Africa kumncintiswano we CAF Champions League ndawonye lele Kaizer Chiefs ni Melesti de 7 ngokulawayo uJoseph Njanjini.
Singakehlukani wathi sikhangele indaba ebezikhokhela. Idolobho leHarare lokhe likhokhela ngokuba labantu abaningi asebetholakale belegcikwane le-coronavirus. Seligqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gandhi.